The scripture reading today is from Joshua 24:13-18 and 22-24. Hear the word of the Lord. I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and towns that you had not built, and you live in them. You eat the fruit of the vineyards and olive yards that you did not plant. Now, therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove us out before us, all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your hearts toward the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey." Hear the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. So thank you. This is my lovely wife, and she was using my Bible. Thank you. So today we've been dealing with the Old Testament, and I'm going to put this right over here. So do you mind if I just get right into the text? Is that okay? Okay. So I love these Old Testament texts. And so think about this right now. The text you just heard is Joshua speaking to the Israelites, and guess what? They've made it to the promised land. They've trekked all this way through the river out of bondage. And they've wandered through the wilderness for over 40 years. And now they finally have taken over the land. And they come and reside right there in the promised land. And they've taken it over. And so in taking it over, and you heard him say that, "I've given you land that was not yours. I've given you houses that you live in that was not yours." What that is saying is that God gave them that land, gave them the property. They wiped out a lot of people, probably, in order to gain that land. The main part about that was that God gave them the strength and the power and the might to move past their perceptions of being grasshoppers. Remember last week? They were going into the promised land. They were looking at it, scouting it out. And they said, "We were like grasshoppers compared to those giants in that land." And they got scared and they backed off. Much like what happens to us when we see something challenging in life. We feel like grasshoppers. And we kind of hold back because we get scared and we get fearful. Even though God says, "Go, go, go." Because God gives us the strength inside to go. And so I love this. So think about what God has done. God has given the Israelites Moses. God has moved them out of bondage through that river and then destroy the Israelite army, I mean the Egyptian army, with the water, move them in the wilderness, gave them water, manna, quail in order to eat. Finally said, go get the land. The promised land is yours. They hold back. And then 38 years later, going on to 40, they start moving and they take over the land. God's done all that for God's people. Because God was going to accomplish what God promised to his people. And so in that now, we've got Joshua and they've made peace with the land. And they're living there. And Joshua needed to do one other thing. Because when they moved into the land, if you remember, the land was filled with those giant people that they were scared of. But it also said that those people devoured the inhabitants of one another. Do you realize that those people ate people? So when they looked at that land, they saw, ooh, they're big and they eat people. I tell you what, I don't want to go there. That's kind of scary. But that's what they did. They went into that culture. And they were the culture of the Canaanites, which was around Baalism and the worship of futility, not futility, but fertility of the earth. And all the worship that centered around that. And so what that culture had other gods, not the God of the Israelites. And so Joshua is staking a claim and asking them to make a decision. So we're going to do something here today. Alex, come on up here. Alex, I have red tape today, and you're going to help me. This is Alex. And so... So we're going to make a dividing line,
yes.
Okay? So I'm going to have you take this tape. We're going to unfurl it right there. We've got to make sure it's right in the middle. Move over just a little bit. This way. That's good. Okay? We're going to keep going down. We're going to make a dividing line here, okay? There you go. Go ahead and put it there. I got to make sure it gets down here so I don't trip. Boy, that tape makes a lot of noise, doesn't it? Well, we're going to just take it all the way up. Okay, Alex, if you would take that a little bit further and then break it right to there. That's perfect. Go ahead and cut it off. There you go. It takes some time to get the dramatic effect, okay? So I don't trip. So as we look at the dividing line, so remember, we're setting up the situation where Joshua is saying, choose who you are going to serve today. And so in that, he says, are you going to serve God over on this side? Or are you going to serve your culture that you moved into? Who are you going to serve? Now remember, this culture they moved into devoured their own people. They were giants. And what was happening at this point is the people were starting to adopt some of the ways of this bad culture. They were starting to probably do some things that were starting to worship the gods of Baal. They were starting to go against what God was doing in their lives and how God led them to go over here and fully plant themselves into the culture. And so Joshua, who is over here, saying, okay, choose today who you are going to serve, Israelites. Are you going to serve the one who brought you out of bondage, who sent you through the wilderness, that now has planted you into a place that's filled with rich milk and honey? Or are you going in this culture and you're going to adapt to the culture and you're going to look like the culture and you're going to do what the culture does in devouring their people? And so Joshua stands over here, and if you can get this effect, with all the thousands of people, the Israelites, standing before him, they say, we today will serve the Lord our God, Yahweh. And they stood in the power of God with the culture over here standing for that God that brought them out of bondage. For you see, what was possibly going to happen is that God brought them out of bondage to from the Egyptians at risk of them coming in bondage to the new culture in which they were living. And when they get into bondage there, they're going to lose the depth and the significance of their relationship with God that provides a foundation for their life. And so I thought about that today, and I was really wondering, how do I need to bring this home? Because we're talking about distraction. Squirrel? And so we're talking about how we have a relationship with God. The Israelites did, and we do. And how that relationship with God, that we live, squirrel. Hi, Kathy. We get distracted. Oh, TV's on. Oh, Super Bowl game next week. But we get distracted from our relationship with God by what happens in our culture. And so I want to play with this image a little bit. So right now, for us as Christians, we have the heritage of Yahweh, God, but we have come into a new covenant through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, but more importantly, for us to come into a new covenant with God, filled with grace and love and care directly from the one who led these people, the Israelites, into the promised land. And so I ask you today, who will you stand for in a new covenant on the basis of Jesus Christ, who in his death died to our sin or for our sin, but were raised to newness of life so that we could find new life in this world through Christ? Who will you serve? Because do you realize that I don't care who you are going to serve somebody. The great thing about it, God has given us the ability to choose who we are going to serve. So will you serve Christ, or will you serve the culture in which you were in? And think about our culture. And this is what really came to me as I was thinking about this. Do you realize that our culture is devouring us at one level? Do you realize how many people get scorned on Facebook and a variety of other ways and on TV, only to be nailed and pelted by people and beat down because their hair's changed, because they said a certain word, or they did a certain action? Our culture is devouring its people. Think about your work. Think about if you are one of those people who are really assertive and real strong, and you want to make it to the top of that ladder. And so when you're going up to the top of the ladder, guess about everybody else. Get off my ladder. Because for some people, we live in cultures, as people are trying to raise up their level in life, they get beat down by people who are higher than they are. So we live in a culture right now that literally is devouring its people, and you see it in suicide. You see it in burnout. You see it in the lack of self-esteem in so many people. It's rampant. And so I ask you, are you going to stand in this culture and take on what is going in our culture rather than choosing the one who created you, who guides you, who leads you to a land that can flow with milk and honey? I read these scriptures and I turn to the New Testament because it's kind of cool in the new covenant what God has done. Because if you think about it, the Old Testament, the Mosaic Law was, there were 10 commandments you can't do. We know that's kind of the basis of part of what we are. But then that culture developed so many other laws around that, that it just kind of shrinks us down and makes us live under a law. But when Jesus Christ came on the scene and God used Jesus to show us, it's not about the law, it's about the grace that's contained in the love of God through Christ. And it's summed up in these words, and you've heard it before. Love this, where Jesus says, basically he didn't throw out the law, the Ten Commandments, but he said this about it. In Matthew 22, 37 to 38, he says this. He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first command. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And so think about that. All these laws got narrowed down into two. Very simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and everything about you. Start there as a base. I'm Jesus Christ. I stand for Christ. And realize that as you do and you love God, as it goes this direction, that love also goes this direction. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so all that you do centers around those two commandments. And in that, you are going to show the grace of God to the world. For you see, I'm not an advocate for not being in culture. Culture is where we live. I am so glad I live here in the United States. Now, I want to go visit Europe. I want to go visit South America. I want to go to a lot of places like you all have. I want to go to all those places, but I am so glad that I am here in this culture because there's so much good about it too. What I'm advocating for you is not to divorce culture, not to wipe away culture, but I'm asking you to take Christ into the culture by having Christ as your number one that guides you and leads you in all that Christ did. And take that to others, for you're called to love others as yourself. So rather than being on Facebook beating somebody up because they changed their hairstyle, why not affirm it? What a great choice for you. Or not say anything at all. Have you ever heard your mom say, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all? Take that policy. Take the policy of lifting somebody up. If you're on that ladder, corporate ladder, and you're going up, Why do you have to hit everybody down? Why don't you, as you're going up the ladder, why don't you give a hand out and help somebody else come up the ladder too? And maybe over in this ladder. And raise people up with you. Not beat them down so you can get higher. To me, that is taking our Christ in us and taking it into our culture every day. But start here. How many of you, and I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, how many of you will say, I stand for Christ? Raise your hand. So this time, raise your hand and say, I stand for Christ. I stand for Christ. Well, I can kind of hear. I hear myself more than y'all. Okay, you ready? I stand for Christ. Well, stand up. Come on. Okay, ready? Now you go even higher. I stand for Christ. Take that right now. And when you leave here, go into your culture that you are a part of. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Let's pray. Lord, we give thanks, for you have taught us. You have taught us that your grace is so powerful in the lives of the people that it touches. So, Lord, help us to stand for you at the beginning of the day and take that stand all the way through the day in what we say and what we do and how we are, that we may show Christ as we step into the culture that we live, that we may make a difference in the lives around us. Thank you for what you will do through us. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.